I'm doing the walk, man. Doing the walk. I haven't done this in a long time. It's been several weeks, I think. When I got my bike, it actually ended up being kind of for a very short period. And I'll be honest. Oh, God. My dad called me not too long ago and told me about prostate issues he was having. And I can't say that I'm not having some issues that way myself, perhaps. So while I'm sitting here walking, I'm also trying to do Kegels. I did this once or twice before where I actually come in a vehicle, park the vehicle down here at the college, and then I walk around. Because, because walking around lifts my spirits a bit. What does it look like in here? Oh, they had moved all kinds of things out. Oh yeah, there's the old place where that used to be, and now it's just gone. So that's definitely turned over to somebody else. Oh. Okay. Anyway, so I come, I park the car, and I go for a walk because let me tell you, when I was walking, I was feeling better. And I need to feel better a lot more than I do. Things are looking up at the college. We hired Aaron. My biggest concern is I'm not being able to put Aaron to enough work yet. Because he isn't processed as an employee. He's still in that weird gray area, and I can't give him much power, and I can't make a lot of things work for him because he doesn't have access to things. Anyway, so life is full of several things. So my biggest thing is I need to continue working hard on empowering these people and trusting them right off the bat. Of course, we've already done that with Aaron. You know, he said, oh, I couldn't do this. I said, okay, here, we're going to do it this way. He's like, okay, oh, now he can do it. You go, good. All right. The thing about empowerment, I need to start cranking out policy like crazy. And I've started as I can. This little time, it's convocation week. And this gives me the ability, especially when it's something that I don't really have to be paying attention to. I can crank out policies. Trying to make things better. Of course, I'm fighting the general security posture that we are compelled to do. And you go, so you don't need to think about or worry about too much the fact that, you know, we shouldn't be doing it, that, you know, we shouldn't be doing this. And you're going, don't even fret it, because it's not anything you can control. Okay, still trying to do some Kegels too. This is supposed to help with some prostate problems. I've become a little dribbly, and I want to take care of it this way. You know me. I don't go to doctors unless I think a doctor can help me. So I tend to avoid them. I say, well, I could give you a pill for this. I could give you a pill for that. You got anxiety? I got a pill for that too. And you go, no, I better handle my own anxieties without your assistance. Oh my goodness. The big dumpster that used to be out here where they were dumping all the stuff they were working on, it's gone. Does that mean we're almost to the, we're past the demo part of it, and now we're doing construction and things like that? That seems like progress to me. And I'm grateful for that, boy, oh boy. Okay, what time is it here? 6:46, I just got 15 minutes. I think I'm gonna walk around this other building. I don't wanna get on a routine. I'm not a routine guy. What I really want to do is be able to pass more and more. Well, first, once I get Aaron on board, I can pass more of the stuff that I've been doing to him, especially like when it comes to Genzibar, and that's a whole lot of what gets done. And trying to be a help to him. And we can go, yeah, we can go through Mesa Land's notes. That's a good thing. Because I was thinking, I said, man, where do I even start? And you go, start where you started, Demerl. I says, you had a pretty good plan. Just throw it, just start working through it with him. That way he starts getting it. And you go, and he's going to have access to Mesa Land notes. And I said, you know, add to it. Eventually you need to start breaking it out into different pieces. But everybody can do it. Right now it's really kind of a thing of you just have everybody doing it. He says, don't make any job, particularly anybody else's. He says, I'd rather, much rather just enrich all you guys, because you're all doing amazing things that you're in charge of. Put down a big old list of stuff, and you go, but you gotta have a lead, you gotta have a point man. Point person. God, I hate that. You gotta have a lead. Call it that. And does this thing have my headband in it? It does. All right. I tried to put the things from my old pockets into my new ones. Hey, Alex. I'm doing good. How are you? Excellent. So yeah, because I need to talk things through, and that's what these recordings are for, is just talk things through. All righty. I need to go out hunting money too. So that's why I need to get these things kind of worked out. Get kind of a process going still. Because first off, I needed to slough off as much stuff as I can so I can concentrate on five other things. One of the big ones is we need more stuff. Well, that's a nice fence. Is this where we're gonna put the solar stuff? Huh. I'm guessing so. I think they were gonna put in a bigger fence. But they ultimately just put in this fence. Okay. Well, that's fine. Okay. All right. Well, that'll do. Field core. Okay. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Okay, well, that's the north door to the bay is broken. What about that? Well, these windows are down so low. We're tracking stuff, I guess. Oh, what this does. Is that power? What's this little auxiliary plant here? I have no idea. Huh. Okay. Well, so yeah. So I think I'm going to keep decentralizing. you can't make it so they can do without you, because then they don't need you now. But you can make it so everybody's got a good sense for it and they can pick up slack. So think about that. Talk to you later. Bye.